It's 11 minutes until 8 o'clock, and it's Thanksgiving night in CCO land. It has been an eventful night in downtown Minneapolis. Rich Holter has been on the scene of the fire at the old Donaldson's building. You were up there for, what, about an hour and a half, Rich?
It's about an hour and a half, and everything was fine until that wind shift came, and as Mike Lynch indicated to you, it's cooling things off rapidly.
Yeah. Hopefully, according to Mike, the wind itself is probably not going to be a factor in spreading the fire or making it more difficult to control, but it is going to cool things off about 10 degrees and probably make the conditions under which the men there have to fight that fire a little more difficult.
That's what the chief said. He wasn't expecting any problem from the wind as such other than the chill factor.
I take it that the fire is still out of control as we speak at this time.
It is, and it probably will remain that way for several hours yet because the firefighters are not back in that building.
Yeah.
The Assistant Chief Wold told me that that's their plan, is to get back inside the Northwestern National Bank building and fight that fire hall-to-hall, room-to-room, so to speak. But they haven't done it yet, and until they do, the fire continues to burn.
Rich, is there any indication of when, do they have any idea when they think they can get back inside?
He wouldn't speculate as to time at this particular point. All he would tell me was that they expected to be there 4 or 5 hours from now. Exactly what stage the fire will be in, we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, Rich, you were explaining to me just a moment ago during the break that in the Northwestern Bank building, itself, the 7th Street side of the building is the one that has been involved in flame. The 6th Street, is that right?
No, the 6th Street side is the one that, right next to the Donaldson building,
I
where
see.
Most of the flame was. Halfway down the block on Marquette, the fire seems to have stopped in the building.
As if perhaps there were a firewall
or something. Either the fire department got to it there, or there's a firewall or some kind of structure, and the fire at that point is vertical, but it's a straight line that it's involved, and it seems to have stopped there. And, of course, as I understand it, that's where the Lindbergh plane is on the 7th Street side.
The side that is not involved in flame.
Right.
Yeah. Well, at least that is a hopeful sign.
And even on the 6th Street side, they have managed to keep the lower floors from becoming involved in the fire itself. I imagine there's a lot of water and smoke damage down there, but the fire has been above the 4th floor throughout the bank building, from the 4th all the way through the roof, and it came through the roof about an hour ago, and it came through in quite a spectacular fashion.
Yes, I know, and a lot of people have been coming downtown in Minneapolis to take a look at this blaze, which seems to me a particularly foolish thing to do. You were there. Were the people, were they getting in the way of the firefighters?
I've covered fires for many years now, and people act very strangely around a burning building. Here you have a 16-story, 18-story building on fire. You have window frames ablaze, falling out, bouncing onto the sidewalk. You have hoses all over the place that can... I saw two hoses connections let loose.
Mm-hmm.
Can be very dangerous. And yet they walk right up to the building, right past the police. You know, they'll be constantly having to chase them back, so... I don't understand it. I guess it's just a chance to see that kind of a sight.
We're just told by the newsroom here, Rich, that the fire department says that the fire appears to be dying down in the Northwestern Bank building, and the firefighters at this moment are preparing, at least, to go back inside to do just as you said, to fight this thing wall-to-wall, hall-to-hall, room-to-room if need be.
It's interesting. The chief was saying that when I asked him if they were gaining on the fire on the northeastern corner, he said, well, I suppose we are, but probably because all the flammables are burning up in there. In other words, there's nothing left to burn in that corner.
Dan Hertzgard has also come back and has joined us, and we'll talk with Dan in just a second. A final question for you, Rich. As you survey the scene around the Northwestern Bank building and the old Donaldson building, what about the other buildings that are immediately adjacent?
They have people on the roof of the Farmers and Mechanics Bank. They have people on the roof of Minnesota Federal with lines, and those lines are primarily to keep those roofs wet. They had reports of spot fires, but nothing serious. And at this point, only one wall that I know of has caved in. That's the wall on the old Donaldson building on the 6th Street side, just to the west of the Skyway. That caved in early on. They were not too worried about the walls of the Northwestern Bank building. The chief said it's a pretty substantial building, and he's not too worried about it caving.
Yeah. Would it be correct to say to some, as of right now, that the fire, although a long way from being under control, is at least contained?
I think it's been contained all the way through the evening.
Okay.
They've managed to keep it pretty well under control.
Good.
While not under control, they've managed to keep the flames from going elsewhere.
Good. It could be much worse, and of course the weather could have been much worse, too, although a very wet and cold Dan Hertzgard has just walked into the studio here, and we'll talk with Dan in just a moment.
All right, gang. This is Cannon. And I'm here for Kozlak's.
5 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Dan Hertzgard just came back. You're You look a little the worse for the weather, my friend.
Thank you.
You're wet, for one thing.
You know, Rich Holter mentioned that wind switched, and when it did, we started getting a lot of wet. We got into a lot of smoke, and it was a lot of choking up there. I was across the building from where Rich's vantage point was, mm-hmm. over on the 7th and Nicollet side.
Yeah.
And there, things are looking better. That was the corner, the southwest corner of the old Donaldson's building, which is not under demolition yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I brought you a present here, Jim.
Yeah.
If you can hear, this is half-inch thick glass that I watched exploding out of those third-story windows and out of the Skyway windows as well.
It's incredible.
It gives you an idea of the force of that flame.
Yeah.
That is burning and just literally exploding this glass.
Yeah. Well, really, what you can get in those kinds of contained inside situations is literally an air explosion, as the oxygen in the air literally catches fire, and it can be just as dangerous as a gas explosion or a dust explosion.
It's frightening, and I certainly would support what you fellows have said about people getting near that fire, but there they were. Although there have been so many people there working, officials working to help keep people away, it's been a real effort on a lot of people, and I know that we want to say thanks to all of them for their efforts. I'm not sure how long it's going to take them to get all this cleaned up, but it is getting colder out there. And just in walking back, coming up 7th Street, I was slipping on the ice that is forming from the water that's cascading out of that building. So it is getting cold and dangerous.
Yeah, and it's going to make the job of fighting that fire into the nighttime hours here all the more dangerous, and all the more reason for people to just stay away from the area and let the firefighters do their work.
Well,
kind of a peculiar way to wind up spending a Thanksgiving evening, isn't it, Dan?
It sure it would have been more fun to be at Mom's having turkey.
Yeah. Well, maybe you can sneak some of that in.
I think we just might do that. But it looks at least now as though the fire is tapering down, and my last report, they did say they felt it was still out of control, but much of that is in the upper building of the Northwestern National Bank building. It looks like the lower sections have been spared.
Good. You going back out on the street?
I'm going to head back out on the street for just a bit, yeah.
Okay. We'll check back with you then after the news on the hour at 8 o'clock, which comes up shortly. So right now, it's time for us to go back. Rich Holter is back on the scene of that blaze that's been burning in downtown Minneapolis. Rich was in here to get warmed up for a few minutes and is back there now. Rich, what new do you have for us?
Jim, we're at the command post here at 6th and Marquette, right next to the Northwestern National Bank building that is burning. We just talked to Assistant Chief Alan Wold, who's in charge of this fire. He informs me that some 25 Minneapolis firemen are now inside the Northwestern National Bank building on about the 6th floor,
mm-hmm.
and they have started this fire down from the bottom to the top. We can still see flames. The top six or seven floors of the bank building are still fully involved in flames, and I don't envy those 25 firemen now inside.
Nor do I. Listen, good report. We will be back with you, and feel free to interrupt at any time. We'll just be checking back with you periodically, Rich. It's 8:15 here at CCO, and we're going to have some fun here at Shirley Lundstrom's expense in just a moment.
Spectrum makes Twin Cities television history by bringing the home games home on Spectrum Sports.
Very good. And Rich Holder's on the scene, and as a matter of fact, is ready with an updated report right now. So, Laura, let's go to Rich on the scene downtown Minneapolis. Rich?
Jim, we've changed locations. We're now a block to the south at 7th and Marquette, and we can still report that the bank building is not involved in flames halfway down that block. So apparently there is a firewall there that has stopped it. I can see the flames at about the 8th or 9th floor. But no further to the south than that. We were talking about the gas being shut off. There was a discussion a bit earlier among the chiefs on the scene about the electricity to the building, and they opted to keep that on, so when the men got inside where they are now, they would have some light to see their way around.
I see.
They have, I indicated, they are in the building. They're progressing from the 6th and 7th floors up, and I guess there's really nothing else to report except for those that didn't hear. The chief told me a few moments ago that it'll be at least midnight before this fire is brought under control. He said that's only an estimate. It could be later.
Well, with that thought in mind, if it's midnight before the fire is under control, that means that the firefighters are going to be on the scene mopping up and making sure that the fire is completely out until the wee small hours of the morning.
This will probably be an all-night proposition here.
Yeah, Rich, how long can one shift of firefighters stay on the scene and stay with this blaze?
That I can't answer. It really takes its toll out here because you're standing in a constant rain or shower of water from the water being poured into the fire, and the wind has now shifted to the northwest. It's very cold out here, bitter cold. Those people inside the building, you know, I can't say enough about those people that go inside a building like that. You can't take that for very long, so I really don't know the answer to that question.
Yeah, Rich, the scene itself outside, temperature reading now has slipped a little bit below freezing. What are the conditions? Is it starting to ice up where you are?
Yeah, as I said, at 7th and Marquette, and here the sidewalks are covered with water that is rapidly turning to a thin sheet of ice, making it all that much more dangerous for the firefighters.
And, of course, for everybody else, and once again, we implore people to simply stay away from the area because the firefighters need to do their job. You sound cold, my friend.
Well, it's a little bit nippy out here. I think I'll come in and have a cup of coffee.
All right, I'll look for that, and we'll talk to you when you get here, Rich. Thank you very much. 18 until 9 is the time. As the situation warrants, we will interrupt at any time to bring you more information on the progress of the fire. Major blaze went to 5 alarms in downtown Minneapolis, site of the old Donaldson store, spread to the adjacent Northwest National Bank. Firefighters are now inside the bank building fighting the fire, and they would hope that you will stay away and let them do their job. We'll talk more with Rich in just a few minutes.
Get a head start on your Christmas list with a free gift at Quality Lincoln Mercury Subaru.
It's about 5 minutes away from 9 o'clock. We have just gotten off the line with officials from the Northwest National Bank. As you might imagine, the downtown bank will be closed tomorrow for the obvious reason. However, all branches will be open, and that's for sure. The downtown bank will be closed. All branch banks of the Northwest National Bank will be open. And one other thing, the auto bank downtown across the street will be open tomorrow if traffic is allowed by business hours tomorrow in that area of downtown Minneapolis. Now, that's an if, and nobody can be certain how long it's going to take to get the fire out, under control, and finally out, the debris cleared. And obviously, with the temperature getting below freezing and a lot of water in the streets, it's a major traffic problem. But if the traffic is allowed in that area of downtown, the auto bank downtown will be open. That's the latest from the officials of the Northwest National Bank. Tom Thumb has a great gift idea for family and friends.
It's 10 o'clock, leading the news at this hour, 5-alarm fire in downtown Minneapolis. Nighttime news on WCCO Radio. Good evening, I'm Joe McFarland with the regional report. A 5-alarm fire started shortly after 5 o'clock this evening at the empty Donaldson's in the downtown Minneapolis area. Rich Holter has been on the scene of that fire all through the evening, and hopefully we've got Rich of an update right now. Rich Holter?
Yes, Joe, we are on the scene. We're at the command post at 6th and Marquette, and with me is Assistant Chief Alan Wold, who's been in charge of this fire all night, and Jerry Brown of the Minneapolis Firefighter Safety Committee. First of all, Chief Wold, what is the status, the current status of the fire?
Well, the fire is not out yet in the second portion of the Donaldson building, and we have isolated fire on various floors in the bank building that we're still in there, with crews mopping up.
How many men in the building, roughly?
I would say 40 at this time.
And where are they in the structure?
They're all the way up to the 12th floor at this time.
That means they are, what, are two or three floors above them yet?
Yes, I believe it. Possibly a 16-story building.
One injury, a shoulder injury, is that all we know of so far?
That's all that's been reported to me, a slight shoulder injury.
Which we have to be thankful for in a fire like this.
Yes, very thankful.
Any indication as to what caused this fire? I heard somebody mention the possibility of arson. Is that a possibility?
I suppose it could be, but it's too early to tell at this time. Our arson team is on the scene, and they're investigating it.
What's the timetable now? You said earlier it's contained. When will it be controlled, technically?
Well, it'll be controlled when we're able to get on all of the floors of the bank building and in the Donaldson building that's on 7th, on the corner of 7th.
And next hour or two, maybe?
For the bank building, yes. Donaldson's, I'm not sure. I hate to make a prediction at this time.
What about the Lindbergh plane? I asked you earlier, you didn't know. The last I heard, it was okay, the Jenny.
I've been told that it is okay. There's a lot of smoke in that portion, but other than that, it should be fine.
I know, Chief, that this is Thanksgiving, and when this fire started, a lot of your firefighters weren't at the stations, and the call went out for them to come in. You're pleased with what happened, aren't you?
That's correct. I believe we had 116 men on duty today, and we put out the call, and I know we probably had another 100 come back, and it could be much higher than that. I think the city ought to really be thankful that they've got this core of people, dedicated people to draw from.
We ought to be thankful about a lot of things tonight, that there wasn't a stiffer breeze blowing. Is that right?
That's correct. A firewall in the bank building stopped the fire midway down Marquette, and that did help us some also.
Jerry, you were talking to me a minute ago over at the command post. the potential in this fire is really about right.
That's for sure. I mentioned to you that I think the Minneapolis Fire Department tonight virtually saved downtown Minneapolis. And I'm at this point, the fire is contained, and the firefighters, we, as Chief Wold mentioned, sustained one injury, a shoulder injury, and it's just one heck of a job of firefighting, and I'm extremely pleased with this operation.
Having watched a number of fires in this town, I think you have a lot to be proud of. Thank you.
Thank you.
Joe, as the Chief indicated, the fire may be, it is contained, it may be controlled in the next hour or two, they hope, when they get to firefighters on all the floors. They have the top two or three to go. The streets are slick out here. It's very cold. They have a canteen on the scene giving the firefighters hot coffee. It's been one heck of a job here tonight, and we'll remain on the scene for a while just to make sure nothing unexpected happens.
Well, apparently we've also had an evacuation from the Marquette Inn tonight, Rich, so that's one of the later developments on the story, and I assume, Rich, you'll be on the scene for any further reports here on CCO.
We'll be here.
All right, very good. Minnegasco has informed CCO Radio News that the gas lines to the old Donaldson store were shut off a couple of weeks ago. The active lines for the rest of that block were cut off by Minnegasco earlier tonight. Well, as a result of the fire, Northwestern National Bank downtown will be closed tomorrow. Public relations representative Don Padilla says customers of the bank should not worry about their accounts or valuables.
There has been no damage to safe deposit boxes or securities vaults. Records and accounts of our customers will not be affected. The building and contents are fully insured.
The bank's branch offices will be open tomorrow as usual. Tomorrow is traditionally the biggest shopping day of the year, and despite the fire, a spokesman for Dayton Hudson says the downtown store will be open tomorrow as usual. They recommend, however, that shoppers use the 8th Street entrance.
Time for the news on CCO, 2:30 before 11.
WCCO Radio News, good evening. This is Joe McFarlane. A 5-alarm fire destroyed the abandoned Donaldson store and a portion of the Northwestern National Bank's headquarters in downtown Minneapolis. Rich Holter has been on the scene. We have a report now, Rich.
Joe, we just talked with Assistant Chief Alan Wold again, and the firefighters, some 40 of them, are now on the inside of the Northwestern National Bank building on the 10th, 11th, and 12th floors. There is a resurgence of fire on floors 9, 13, and 15. And until that fire is taken care of, the blaze will not be under control. We asked the chief how long that might take. He said, I don't really know. Still looking toward midnight, I think. We might also add that the biggest problem facing the firefighters now is exhaustion. Many of these men have been on the scene for the past six and a half hours, and they're now switching crews. The fire remains what they're saying is contained but not controlled. There's no more danger or very little danger to surrounding structures, but the Northwestern National Bank building is still burning on the upper floors, and until the fire on floors 9, 13, and 15 is taken care of, it will not be under control. So far, we've had only reports of minor injuries, very minor. We don't know exactly how many, but a strained shoulder in one case we know, and a few bumps and bruises, but nothing serious.